You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
We've been talking about moving mountains. And I think it's important for us to continue to revisit certain core components of our faith, of our belief system, and to really kind of explore the nature of faith and to kind of really get that in our spirit for what God wants to do in this season, because it takes faith to move mountains in your life. And so we started talking about the faith to move mountains. We talked about the faith to quiet the storms. We talked about faith that's activated by love. We talked last week about faith that gives us authority over demons, that we don't have to, in October, be afraid. Amen. We have the authority. And today I want to talk to you about an aspect of faith. And the title of the sermon is "The Sick Shall Recover." The sick shall recover. And I was reading something this week, and this powerful evangelist, he was talking about we need to get a new holy anger over sickness. Because far too often we are just getting ramrodded by the devil. He's getting the people of God backed into a corner and beat up with sickness and infirmity. And I want this to kind of be a clarion call to the people of God to say, you know what, let's stand up and fight. Let's stand up on the word of God, and let's stand in faith and speak the word of God, and the sick shall recover. The sick shall recover. Just say it with me one time. The sick shall recover. This is an aspect that's promised in our word. Thank you so much. God wants you to be healthy. I know it might seem simple, might seem elementary. God wants you to be healthy. He wants healthy Christians. And I think it's, you know, it's not by coincidence that our society celebrates pain and suffering. You know, you can flick on any TV sitcom and you can see some central character that is the brooding, suffering type that is silently alone in their suffering that nobody else understands, but they are going through it. They're shouldering all of this pain and heartache. Can we just, for a moment, just rip the covers off the devil today and just say, you know, that's just a lie. God doesn't want you to be in pain. God doesn't want you to be suffering. God has a path to your healing. God has a path to you being healthy, to being 100% complete. But you know, that's a lie that we're fed. We're fed often. My infirmity, my sickness, my pain, my heartache is unique. But one of the wisest people that ever walked the face of the earth was King Solomon. And he said in Ecclesiastes 1:9, there's nothing new under the sun. Actually, the thing that you're going through that you think is so unique is not really that unique at all. There's lots of people that have gone through what you've gone through. There's lots of people that are going through what you're going through. So you can take heart in the fact that you're not alone. Number one. Number two, God has a plan for you. And this is the good news. God is a good God. Turn to somebody and say that. We need to get just re-energized today. Turn to somebody and say, God is a good God. God is a good God. I think sometimes we get worn down by the cares of life. A couple circumstances smacked us around during the week, and we forget God is a good God. Maybe you've been struggling with some aches and pains in your body. Maybe it's a big thing, maybe it's a small thing, and you forgot God is a good God. I'm gonna explain a little bit how that works out, how that plays out in our life, but I can tell you definitely, without a doubt, God is a good God. And when Jesus started his earthly ministry, He used this as his a type of mission statement right here in Luke 4:18. Luke 4:18, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind." See, we're testing you. We're trying to make sure if you brought your Bibles today. That's why we didn't put that last scripture up on the screen. Luke 4:18. But look at how much of this has to do with healing. Listen. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives." Many people are captive by different diagnoses, different sicknesses, different diseases. So if we look at this through the lens of healing and recovery of sight to the blind, that's pretty straightforward. "And to set at liberty them that are bruised." If we're looking at this through the context of healing, then there's those that are bruised, that are battered, that are beat up. You got aches, you got pains. Jesus has healing. Amen. And he said he came to set at liberty, from the greatest to the smallest, from the biggest problem, the most complicated diagnosis, to the smallest aches and pains, Jesus came to set captives free, to liberate those that are bruised. Small things, right? And brokenhearted, even extending into the emotional realm. Oh, we're not going to talk about that much today. The scripture says in Romans 2:4, it's the goodness of God that brings men to repentance. This is just such an interesting thing, and I was meditating on this during the week, and I really believe God was just kind of showing me a little bit about his goodness. It's the goodness of God that brings men to repentance. So one of God's strategies in bringing mankind to salvation is showing off his goodness. Follow me here. God's strategy is, if I can be so good to you that even if you are doing the wrong thing, even if you're in sin, even if you got all kinds of problems, I can be so good to you that it will bring you to this epiphany moment of repentance. It's the goodness of God that brings man to repentance. So let me ask you a question. As Christians, most everybody, I'm assuming, in the room has dedicated their hearts to Jesus. If I'm talking to you today and I'm saying that God loves you so much, God loves so much people that are lost, people that are doing the wrong thing, people that are living in sin. He loves them so much, he's going to show his goodness to them and bring them to repentance by showing off his goodness. How much more would he show you his goodness? Would he show somebody in a relationship already with him, show them his goodness? Amen. I believe the same God that would work to bring unsaved people to repentance through his goodness would also show even more goodness to those that are in relationship. If we study the relationship that God had with King David, so amazing. I was just this morning in the book of Jeremiah, and Jeremiah was saying, you know, after you've done all this, after you've forsaken me, after you've done all this wickedness, all this idolatry, you've completely turned away from me, and I'm still not going to forsake my relationship with David. Still, I'm going to find a way to show my goodness. Isn't that amazing? So God is going to even show more goodness to those that he has relationship with. His word, his promises, we know cannot fail. And his promise says, by his stripes we are healed. Can you just say that with me? By his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. And it can't fail. His promise, the same promise that hung the stars in the sky, it's the same promise that you and I have that says, by his stripes, we are healed. And the price that Jesus paid on the cross is more than enough to foot any bill for any infirmity that we know, that we don't know, for yesterday, today, and tomorrow, for everybody. The price that he paid on the cross and the events leading up to the cross is more than sufficient for anything that you know that you're going through and that you don't know that you might go through in the future. It's more than enough. How many believe that it's more than enough? Jesus purchased. Jesus went the extra mile to more than pay for. How many know God to be somebody that gives just enough? That's not God's character. God always goes more. He goes, his love is extravagant. His love is above what's needed. Instead of just creating Earth and a solar system, he created a universe for little old Earth. Amen? Because he gives more than enough. So what he did, the price that he paid on the cross was more than enough. Mark 16:18 says, they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Can I tell you today, sometimes we need to lay those hands on ourselves. We need to lay hands on ourselves because the enemy is out to try to take advantage of your health. The scripture says, help me with this scripture. Does it say they will lay hands on the sick and they might recover? Because I just needed a little bit of clarity here. They will lay hands on the sick and they might. They will lay hands on the sick and under certain circumstances. They will lay hands on the sick and if they're in certain locations. If they meet certain requirements or prerequisites. It says they will lay hands on the sick and they will. Capital, write it in your notes, W-I-L-L. It's not might. It's not under certain circumstances. It's not if you meet these conditions. Jesus made a point to pray for unsaved people oftentimes. A lot of times. And it was his goodness that brought people into repentance and salvation. This is how powerful. It's amazing what Jesus did on the cross. I just think about that. Close your eyes with me for a second. Think about what Jesus did for you and me. Think about it. The trial, the disrespect, the sentencing, the beating, the ridicule, the torture, the death. All that he did. Now open up your eyes and tell me that it wasn't enough. God came to earth and underwent all of that for you and me. You can't tell me that it's more than enough. You can't tell me that it's not more than enough. For every sickness, every problem that we face in our physical. Romans 10:13 says this. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means a drug addict could call on the name of the Lord. Be saved. Atheist on their deathbed could call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Somebody that's in jail, call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. It's his goodness that brings man to repentance, and oftentimes women. Just checking to see if you're still awake. It's his goodness that brings us to repentance. Wherever you are, whatever you're going through, you can call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. It doesn't matter what you've gotten yourself into or how the devil has abused you. You can call upon the name of the Lord, is what the scripture says, and be saved. And I like this other passage of scripture right here, Proverbs 18:10. It says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into and are saved. That means you have the power within your words to say the name of Jesus and then hide in that name. Wherever you are, you can build a defensive position by the words that you begin to come out of your mouth. You can either succumb to the damage that the enemy is trying to do in your life, in your physical body, or you can begin to make a strong tower around you with what? The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, the sweetest name, the greatest name, the most powerful name. We can begin to speak the name of Jesus. And around us, everything that we need. Will you stand with me today? I want to not just encourage you today. I want to activate you. I don't want just to say some things and get you excited today. But I really believe that there's some people that need a touch of God. Maybe you got faith, but you need somebody to stand with you and agree with you today that by His stripes you are healed. And it's time for us to develop such a holy anger against disease, against infirmity, and how the enemy has used them against the people of God. Sickness, infirmity, it's something that the enemy uses to try to oppress the people of God. In a moment, I'm going to ask our prayer team to come down. And I just, as I was praying this week, I said, God, how can we minister to your people? And I just feel so often the enemy is trying to beat up on the people of God. And we all just sometimes need that somebody to pray with us, somebody to stand with us, somebody to join their faith with us. And maybe you're going through something in your physical body today. I want to tell you, God wants to give you a breakthrough today. God wants to give you a breakthrough, and He sent me here today to tell you the sick shall recover. The sick shall recover.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.